Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Ireland's famous or infamous bad bank, NAMA, or the National Asset Management Agency, is in its final full year of existence. It returned €350 million to taxpayers last year, and its annual report says it's on target to return a total figure of €5.2 billion by the end of next year when it winds up for good. Economists, politicians and entrepreneurs will debate about whether NAMA has been a success or not, but I caught up with the chief executive, Brendan McDonagh, and began by asking him why he had described last year as a very difficult one for the agency.
Well, I think overall the market with higher interest rates, with the withdrawal of potential purchases from the market, I mean, the Irish market really has seen all the international purchasers by and large withdraw and retrench as market conditions have got tougher. But it's no different to Ireland than anywhere else. And I suppose we're in the business of selling down our portfolio. So I suppose in terms of trying to get transactions done, they've taken sometimes a lot longer than we did in previous years when we had more buyers. So I think we just have to, you know, that's why it was more difficult in terms of completion of transactions and having to do probably more work than we probably would have to previously to get the buyer happy to complete a transaction.
We are in a major commercial property downturn. Do you think that is going to change now that interest rates are pointing downwards?
Well, I think there's two things here. Interest rates are one aspect of it, and of course it has to be welcomed if interest rates come down. But I suppose the second thing really, and particularly around commercial property and particularly offices, is that it's based on demand, and there is a bit of office space vacant at present. And, you know, if you don't have tenants in your building who are paying rent, then that will result in a readjustment in terms of the pricing of those. And we've seen a number of those on the market at present. Grade A, brand new office buildings, and they're selling for, you know, 40% below for what they sold for a number of years ago. And I suppose we would benefit from that because we were the sellers of these lots of these things a number of years ago, and the buyers hit difficulty. But that has obviously happened in a post-COVID environment with people working from home. People used to be in 5 days a week, now they're in two, maybe maximum 3 days a week. So, you know, that
I take it you're in 5 days a week, eh?
Well, I work 5 days a week, yeah.
So what about the money that was invested initially in NAMA 14 years ago?
Yeah.
Have they been repaid with dividends and interest and everything?
Absolutely. They got dividends every year, and we paid off that $51 million in 2020. So, all our equity and all our debt providers have all been repaid. Our senior debt was repaid in 2017. Our sub-debt was repaid in 2020, and our private investors were repaid in 2020. So NAMA is the 100% owner of the SPVs now since 2020.
Not everyone is happy. There are 17 legal cases still outstanding. Some of them are prickly and could go the distance. Do they worry you as you wind down NAMA?
No, I don't think so. Listen, at one stage we had over 100 litigation cases, and we've whittled it down to 17. Seven are dormant where there's no activity by the plaintiff in a number of years, and we think that they will probably fall away. But we have 10 left. We have 5 where we're plaintiff, where we're pursuing debtors, and 5 where people are suing us. But I think that's to be expected. But, you know, we're not in any way phased by that. And I think as the message I gave in the press conference of the minister was, just because NAMA is coming to the end of this life, nobody should assume that we're going to go easier on anyone just because we're coming to the end of our life. We've got the same will and desire to achieve the best outcome for the taxpayer, and we will also defend our position. And post-NAMA, that will be defended because it will be handled by the NTMA. So I think the message for everyone is we're here to settle on reasonable terms. But if it has to go into court, that's fine. That'll have to be done too.
You made a profit, or you returned $350 million last year to Irish taxpayers. Were there any investments that lost you money last year?
Yeah, well, I think I said this at the Public Accounts Committee last September. I mean, we made a small loss last year in our remaining 20% stake in the glass bottle site, and that's in our accounts as a 10 million loss. But, you know, overall, you know, in that transaction, you know, we made about 80 million profit. So I think in the scheme of things, we have to look at these things in the round.
You've been involved in Ireland's horrendously slow planning system for quite a while. Mm. You've seen a lot of delays. The Planning and Development Act is winding its way through the Oireachtas, not quite done yet. Do you think that will change the building process and the timelines, especially for construction of either resi or commercial stuff?
I think it will change, and it has to change. Ironically, the timeline may actually be extended, but I think the benefit of that, really, from looking at the legislation, is that it'll bring more certainty. So effectively, the whole idea is to sort of to eliminate the to get more people into the process earlier in terms of raising objections and trying to eliminate judicial reviews and legal challenges after planning permission is granted. So the new Planning and Development Bill, I believe, tries to go a long way to achieve that. So while the planning process might be extended a bit longer, the final outcome should be shorter, because once you get planning, it should be have more certainty, and it should dealt with all the issues up front that people object to.
Final, what happens to NAMA when it is wound down December 2025?
Well, I suppose in December 2025, if whatever litigation we have left and whatever assets we have left will transfer to the NTMA. Currently, there's 80 staff in NAMA, and we have an ongoing redundancy program. So, you know, the remaining staff that's left in NAMA in 2025 will all probably leave NAMA. A few of them might go to the NTMA as part of the resolution unit, but I believe that would be quite small in number, but that's a matter for the NTMA.
And that is Brendan McDonough, the chief executive of NAMA. I was speaking to him on the top floor of their gorgeous building on the North Quays.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.